My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is going to be the podcast that changes the world, guys.
It's going to totally change the world. How we know it?
Probably just the Kansas City world. As we are Chiefs fans talking about the Chiefs draft.
Why are you trying to limit the scope of what we
How many people outside of the U.S. are going to really listen to this?
The NFL, everybody. The NFL is a global brand.
Germany is especially. Germany's really high on the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're going to have a large German audience.
Do they know what we're saying, though? Besides like basic English stuff.
No. So I went to Germany in the winter. And it is actually a predominantly English-speaking country. Well, it's a German-speaking country, but...
Right. They speak a lot of English, yeah.
Because most schools make you learn English.
Right, right.
And there's so many English-speaking people that visit there that it's helpful for them. Like, you don't need to know German to get around Germany.
Yeah, I know there's like that in Japan, too. They make you learn English over there, but, like, a lot of people over there don't, like, know very deep English language conversation.
You guys know what they call football in Germany?
It's not football.
Yeah, is it foosball?
No, it's football? Not football.
I don't know.
American football.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people call it.
And they say, lick my ass too, Chris.
And that's the type of content that you can get on the Character Concerns podcast. This is not the first episode of Character Concerns. This is episode number 0.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, this is episode 0, right?
This is episode 0, because episode 1 will be dropping on Tuesday of next week, which is also, Bink, what else happens on Tuesday?
That would be the initial interviews at the Combine in Indianapolis.
That is right.
Where legends are built. Legacies are built with the NFL draft.
Do you have any sources there that are going to feed you some secret info of how those interviews are going?
St. Elmo's Steakhouse. Isn't that the big steakhouse in Indianapolis everybody goes to?
Yes, and then there's another one right next to it called like Hank and Izzy's where they get the, or something like that, where they get the shrimp cocktail.
I don't have that kind of money. It would be like just a quick burger through Hardee's or something, you know?
Well, you don't have time.
You would go to Hardee's out there? You wouldn't go to like a local burger joint?
Castle or something.
That is kind of regional. You can't get that here in Kansas City.
I mean, I don't have money for, you know, shrimp and stuff with steak. I mean, I wish I did. A little surf and turf. Yeah.
So if you guys haven't noticed already, that's the voice of Jay Binkley. Chris Unocero. I'm Nick Schwartz. This is the Character Concerns podcast, an NFL draft podcast, and the NFL draft is coming to Kansas City. Kansas City is owning the NFL this year. You win the Super Bowl, and the next important thing that happens, the NFL draft, also in Kansas City at Union Station. I don't think it's a stretch to say that's the biggest event in Kansas City's history with the amount of people that you're going to bring into the city.
I think till the World Cup comes to Kansas City that this is the biggest event ever in Kansas City. You're talking several hundred thousand people and great space there. Union Station has really become kind of a symbol in Kansas City where all the parades are and everything, but you got that big hill behind you and the NFL draft will be here. All the teams with all the taste of the town of the different NFL cities, you know, the people from Kansas or Western Kansas, all the way from the eastern side of Missouri, coming out down from Nebraska, up from Arkansas, you name it. They don't have a chance to go to the NFL draft. Whether in Chicago or Philly, these other places certainly didn't go to New York City when it was there because it was so hard and limited to get into in space. But in Kansas City, it's going to be outdoors and so many people, and this downtown will come alive with this.
Yeah, ever since they started kind of making the draft like this touring event that happens, instead of it being at Radio City Music Hall every year, I think it's like made the event a little bit bigger than what it was. Because now it's like, it's kind of like a big party that everyone goes to and gets to celebrate them convincing themselves that their team might be able to win the Super Bowl in the next few years. And obviously most of them will not. So, but it's nice to see the hope in those fans' eyes, because for most of them, that's the only time they're ever going to feel hope.
It was Vegas, so it's the draft and stuff like that. This should be in non-Super Bowl cities. It should be the Kansas Cities of the world, the Cincinnati's, the Cleveland's, the Green Bay. This is where the draft belongs. Non-Super Bowl cities where it's at. And look at this city. We got the airport opening up this month. Come on down to Kansas City. It's a great place to go. It's no longer flyover country. It is no longer flyover country when the most popular sport in the United States, the NFL, says, nah, it's Kansas City.
Okay, so here's what I want to do for this non-first episode of this podcast. So technically, this isn't even the podcast, because this isn't an episode, therefore, we haven't even started
it
yet.
Would it be a pre-podcast? Or?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing or not.
The prequel. That's what we should call it.
But it's still podcasted, though.
The prequel to Character Concerns. It really is just a teaser, right? We're just giving you a little taste of what you can be expecting every Tuesday morning when we release an episode all the way up to and through the NFL draft. So here's what I want to do for this prequel, this teaser. I want to know, what are you guys, and now you can take this wherever you want, what are you guys most excited for with this NFL draft? It can be players, it can be specific to the Chiefs, it can be specific to Kansas City. I want to know what you're most excited to see go down when this draft takes place in Kansas City here in a couple months.
I've just always been such a huge fan of the combine and doing mock drafts. Always like to do it, but to have it in your backyard, to have it right here in Kansas City, it's just so exciting to me that it's in our city. And yes, I'm always going to be excited about the draft. It doesn't matter where the draft is, I'm excited. But there's just, it takes a couple steps up, another level when it's in Kansas City in our home market. But I'm most excited because this is where the Chiefs have done their damage. You think about paying Patrick Mahomes what they paid. They have to hit in the draft. And 21 last 22 guys they've drafted since 2019 are still on this roster. If you're going to be a team, this is where your team is met. It is met and made in April. Think about that April 27, 2017, when the Buffalo Bills, our rival, traded us the pick to get Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's mindset changed in this town. This town became different. We wouldn't have the Super Bowls if the Chiefs don't make that selection with Mahomes. So the NFL draft... Believe it or not, it caused change in people's lives.
I've always been a big draft head, if you will. I've always enjoyed watching, like, again, as I alluded to, like, kind of seeing these different fan bases convince themselves that this one player here is going to change their fortunes, you know, especially if it's like a quarterback or a receiver that a lot of people think that's great. So it's always fun seeing that. I always enjoy watching the young players kind of have their dreams realized, because they do a whole lot of the storytelling behind these guys in a way that you don't see enough. So like the humanizing aspect for the players is great. But I think probably the biggest thing for me is just seeing them showcase the city. Because that's the reason why I've been such a fan of the kind of traveling tour that you have with the draft, is that you get to kind of see each city that they're in, and they show you more about what goes in with the culture there. And I think like the Nashville draft a few years ago was like great for that. And you got to see a lot of that culture there. And so when I think about what it could do for our city, where again, as you brought up, Bink, like a lot of people have kind of viewed it as flyover country. Well, now it becomes a much more human place to a lot of people, and they get to see why we love the city.
And you get the airport, you get people excited. Right. People in this town care so much about this draft. It's unlike different other years, because the draft's in Kansas City. Whether Union Station getting their picture with all the Chiefs signage and stuff down there, they talk about the draft coming to Kansas City. They're excited about it. You know what? $5,000, $6,000 a ticket to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of people couldn't afford to do that, but this is a free event. This is a free event for people to go and see, you know, these first-round picks, get selected, see them walk on stage, get the hug by Roger Goodell. This is something you can firsthand see. You had to watch this stuff on TV before. You can see it right here in your own city. And just the excitement that's buzzing around this town, the downtown restaurants and bars and even the airport, you know, getting excited for this big event coming to Kansas City.
Well, I think to both of your guys' points, when you think about what this event means to Kansas City, because the draft is a big deal when it's in your city. if you're not a sports fan and you don't live in the city where the draft is, like if I'm just a random Joe who doesn't care about the NFL and I live in Minneapolis, I'm not paying attention to the fact that the draft is in Kansas City. But for us, for Kansas Cityans, we're saying like, hey, check out our city. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to do things, to host things. And yet you said it earlier, Bink, this is the biggest event in Kansas City until the World Cup. But if you nail this and you nail the World Cup and you get to showcase your city to the world, you fast forward 10, 15 years from now and the Chiefs are playing in a new state-of-the-art facility, I don't think it's out of the picture that you could all of a sudden be hosting
outside the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
And the biggest event.
I think this is sort of the appetizer to that. It's the first real opportunity to showcase your city on a national, if not a worldwide stage, and it's a massive, massive opportunity for so many people in this city.
The excitement's palpable, though. I mean, just like I said, all the people talking about the draft, you wouldn't believe the text you get and stuff like that. People actually want to consume the information. They're already doing mock drafts like crazy. People are sending them to us left and right. I mean, the mock drafts are crazy. I cannot wait to start diving in to mock drafts.
All right, rapid fire. This is just a teaser episode, so I'm not spoiling any of the good stuff. You got to listen on Tuesday morning to the first episode. Rapid
you don't
fire.
Like a tease, B.
No, rapid like fire. Chiefs draft crushes. Go.
All right, let's go. Jalen Hyatt, wide receiver, Tennessee. Always have my draft crushes. Jalen Hyatt this year.
I do. That's all you've... Seriously, every time we've talked about this podcast...
Well, I'm consistent.
We have talked about the Chiefs' first-round pick. You have brought up Jalen Hyatt's name every single time.
I don't think we're going to get him, though, guys. His combine time's going to be crazy.
What's his name? When I think it was Kuiper put Zay Flowers in, penciled Zay Flowers in for the Chiefs on his mock a few weeks ago. You were like, not Jalen Hyatt? Like, immediately.
It's so
He was so offended
was
by
pissed.
It.
All right, who's yours, Chris?
Man, it's kind of tough. As for the Chiefs, I really like Jalen Hyatt, but my guy would be Will McDonald IV. I also, just overall, just in the draft period, I really like C.J. Stroud. Like, he's probably going to be the second quarterback taken in this draft, maybe third.
And sure,
I like that kid.
Hey, Chad Henne just retired, so the Chiefs need a new backup. Let's see if C.J. Stroud wants to come. And, you know,
yeah, I don't know.
Not the worst job in the world.
That'd be nice to have him as a backup, but no. Like I said, his play in the college football playoff, I was like, man, this kid's going to be good.
I don't think the Chiefs have a shot at him because he's too damn good.
But not at all.
Miles Murphy at Clemson is another one of those guys. It's like, I don't think they're going to have the firepower to go get him.
It'd be great to get him, but no.
You know what? A guy can dream. And between now and the draft, we'll get a little bit more focused on who are the realistic options for the Chiefs, what this draft is going to look like. We're going to talk to a lot of great guests, not only NFL draft guests, but people who are involved with this draft, Kansas Cityans who are involved with getting this draft to Kansas City, who know what it's going to take, the infrastructure in place. We're going to cover this draft from every angle possible, and we are going to do it better than anyone else. It is Character Concerns, Episode 1, with Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, and myself, Nick Schwert, coming your way first things first on Tuesday morning. We'll see you guys then.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots
of Hot Takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.